Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for August 8th, 2015. And it's my great pleasure to have David Christopher Lewis on the show again today. I interviewed David about his new book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, back in April. And as revealed in this book, David was at first a reluctant messenger, but overcame his fears and went on to receive 33 messages from Saint Germain for this book. Since becoming a messenger 10 years ago, David has received numerous messages from many ascended masters, and he streams them live to listeners worldwide with archived shows on his website at theheartcenter.org. As many of you know, we are all supposed to be messengers of our higher self or real self or Christ self or however the voice of conscience in your soul contract speaks to you. We don't have to be perfect to have perfect love with pure intention for the highest and best expression of one's gifts and talents. And I think we're all reluctant messengers of that higher conscience sometimes, and I feel that David has a unique clairaudient talent that many listeners today will find both amazing and inspiring. David has recent messages on his website from different ascended beings who ascended with different momentums of mastery that comes through these messages. I've listened to some of them, and I like the landmark message from the former Saint Padre Pio. It's well documented that Padre Pio was known to bilocate, being seen at two places at once on numerous occasions. I read a Padre Pio biography about his life and was amazed to see how he had a beer or two with lunch every day amidst a busy schedule of service. It just goes to show that you don't have to be a raving purist to have spiritual gifts and talents. So with that introduction from an occasional beer drinker, I'd like to thank you, David, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Thanks, Christopher. I appreciate it. Hey, we share a name. My middle name is your first name.
David, what's the latest with your work with the Heart Center?
Well, after the book that we talked about last time, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, we've decided to launch a whole series of workshops around the country, starting on the West Coast. So actually, in just 2 days, I'll be leaving for, by the time this program is broadcast, I'll be in Mount Shasta on August 8th. So I'll be in Oregon, Northern California, and then Seattle, and then in September, I'll be traveling to Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, and then a 3-day full seminar in New York City, which is really exciting. And, you know, we have our ongoing broadcasts each morning, every morning of the week, for 2 to 2.5 hours, 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. They're all free. And we just have a lot of fun in our virtual community worldwide, and we have a number of broadcast centers around the world, including in Sweden and Spain and South America and Chile and in South Africa and Canada, and about 8 primary broadcast centers in the United States that we rotate and share this great work with. So it's there's always something going on, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
You know, a little background for listeners. Years ago, I had you on my show, many years ago, actually. And I'm trying to think, 7 years ago was the first time I had you on the show. And I know that back at that time, you had done a recorded, this is, actually, I think I had you on the show before you were a messenger. I don't know. I think you'd become a messenger back then, but the recordings that you had done yourself, before, actually you had done these recordings before you were a messenger, but where you wrote music and you played the piano, you sang, and it was the recordings were just beautiful, standalone by themselves. Before you got into all this with the Heart Center, you had done this work. So I think it's good to know for listeners that you were a music, you know, songwriter, singer long before you did this work, and that that in spite of yourself and your reluctance to be a messenger, you were an instrument that the masters could use for this work. And I think that background is interesting. I tune into every once in a while to your the morning shows to start my day, and sometimes I have it in the background while I'm waking up, so to speak. But the programs you have through the different centers around the world, from Mount Shasta to Livingston to just all over, to me has been an inspiration to see a lot of the songs that were done, the music, because you have music, you have invocations, and a lot of those, the work that's been done in the studio, and even one show that we had years ago at Christmas time where you give a live singing dictation from Mother Mary that was transcribed then later, and you had the choir sing it, and that's now one of your songs in your songbook.
Wow, yeah.
I'll never forget that. That kind of knocked my socks off. And so there's a background to this that's just like awesome to me, to say the least. And I'm really grateful to have you on the show today.
I appreciate it. I actually counted how many songs I've composed over the last, 17, 18 years, and I counted 73. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
And then, and I have 100, exactly 100 recordings of just my music. And then there's, of course, the Heart Center itself has a huge songbook and prayer book, and a lot of what we call heart friends, which is anyone who really resonates with what we're doing, have provided their input and their creativity. And there's a lot of beautiful songs that they've composed and we've recorded, and we offer all this free on our website, which is pretty great.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing. And I've had a lot of revelations from many different people I've had on the show, from Foster Gamble, the Thrive Movement over the years, to yourself and other messengers. But there's no body of work I've found out there that's as alive and ongoing with ongoing revelations, and just basically a spirit that is, of the heart, coherent, what I call heart coherent, and a frequency of holy compassion, joy, and of course the mind congruence that follows from that, and through the dynamic invocations, the decrees that you have with your songs. It's like the best of both worlds, just like left brain and right brain, you know, engaging together. And so I'm appreciative of what you're doing. I think it's really really amazing. It's really at this time in Earth's history, I think it's just a real burst of light. And I'm grateful for this. And David, I know that Jesus is close to the heart of many spiritual people worldwide, and that Jesus is the master that they identify with and relate to. And these are times where a lot of people are troubled, with the world situation. And I mean, I really would like to know what Jesus would have to say about these times when emotions seem to be flaring with all kinds of what I would refer to as faithless fears, that challenge fearless faith.
Well, I was meditating on him this morning and what he may share, and this is what came to me, and I actually typed it up and I have it right in front of me. So Jesus says that humanity is at a new crossroads, very similar in many aspects to the time when he was embodied 2,000 years ago. And the Romans, with their authoritarian Caesars and tax collectors and centurions and the local henchmen, seem now to be re-embodied as the powers that were, because I like to think of them as really bygones at this point.
Yeah.
And governments that overtax and underperform for the people, the military-industrial complex, the multinational corporations that really are attempting to control every aspect of our lives and through this ultimate power that they seek over us. And many of us today in authentic spiritual communities, and there are many around the world, both virtual and physical, and many more are springing up all the time. Many of us who have been part of various initiatic schools and past lives throughout history now have an opportunity to really challenge spiritually and replace the worn-out systems and the rotten aspects of what is called civilization today, which is not always very civil. And one example is, you know, Herod tried to snuff out Jesus by killing the infants up to 2 years old throughout Judea. And what's going on now? Well, it's in the news about Planned Parenthood and their sale of body parts of the aborted fetuses, which is absolutely horrendous and would have been inconceivable just two generations ago, you know, maybe three generations ago. We will make this change, not by force, by love, through a heart-centered approach that systematically shifts everything by the greater and more energetic power of our hearts, one with the divine, rather than by attempting to overthrow the current system by violence and reactivity. And Jesus says that he infused within the earth certain spiritual and divine essences that were part of the new culture that was being born at that time through compassion, forgiveness, and love. And today, we can choose to infuse the earth with our new quintessences, the five essences of a new culture through accelerated compassion, which is Buddhic mindfulness, accelerated forgiveness through the use of what we call the violet flame, the violet light, or the violet laser light, and accelerated love, which is ruby ray-inspired cosmic love, in the name of your program, these higher frequencies through our mastery of both the seven rainbow rays of the Christ light and the five crystal rays of the Buddhic light. So that's a mouthful. When we master, Jesus says, all the 12 rays, we have an enlightened state of our Buddha body manifesting around us and within us that Gautama Buddha demonstrated under the Bo tree when he reached that state of enlightenment, and that Jesus very beautifully rendered when he was transfigured, that, you know, three disciples saw him on the mount, and then when he resurrected and ultimately ascended. And other saints since that time, of course, have reached their Maha Samadhis and entered the state of the Dharmakaya and the all-encompassing jewel tree manifestation of perfect beingness. So, you know, I think it is very appropriate that your show is called Cosmic Love, because that is what we are doing right now. We're manifesting this accelerated ruby ray-inspired love universally, and in that universal love, which I feel is born of the non-dual state that we, or the masters, have called through me the unity field of beingness, we can harmonize everything, bring everything back into balance, and cause this greater shift where many, many souls awaken, they reach an enlightened state, and together we transform the planet. So cosmic love is really at the very center of everything. And it's at the center of our hearts, thus the name, the heart center that the masters gave me. It's at the center of every cell, every atom, every solar system, galaxy, the entire universe. And Saint Germain kind of crept in here for a moment and said that, you know, God has been likened to be the great central sun, which is considered to exist in the very center of all creation, the nexus of everything. And God is the source from which everything came into being. Well, cosmic love, or universal love, is what emanates from that source continuously. It's pulsed out in kind of an undifferentiated yet powerful stream, or heart stream, and this is the highest heart stream that can be experienced and felt and intuited and known. And so this divine heart stream is the most pure, refined, pristine, beautiful, creative, life-giving energy that we can know. And when we enter into it and feel it coursing through our beings, then we become more mindful and we become the catalyst for the golden crystal age. And one final thing here, you know, when I had my mystical awakening in early June of 2004, it was really difficult to describe to people later what transpired, because it was in a flash, it was in a moment of beyond, I would call it non-time and non-space, was beyond this dimension. And all I can describe it is as a state of beingness, perfect union with the all of everything. I was really in an ecstatic state of true love, and it profoundly transformed me forever, and I believe I was shifted into this new dimension of this unity field of beingness, and I felt the I Am presence for what it truly is by the grace of both Jesus and Kathumi, who we know as world teachers. And they anointed me, they blessed me, and it was really the onset of my greater mission. And I consider my mission to be simply, like you, Christopher, a catalyst for the awakening of many people to fulfill their mission. So it's not really unique to me, because it's happening all over the world.
I had a similar experience back in 1970, when I was in my third year at Ohio State University, and I went into that fervent state for about a week, and I had an experience where the Kundalini went up, and I just had, you know, the quantum leap of experience from communing with my higher self to communing with, you know, the presence and the bliss and the joy and the whatever I wanted to know. And then for weeks after that, you know, having gifts of the Holy Spirit where I knew what people were going to say, and I saw auras around people. And, of course, I just dropped everything left. I hitchhiked from Ohio out to where I was, you know, from where I was at school, out to a mystery school and studied the mysteries of God. began having, you know, a lot of experiences, you know, of course, families, holistic health centers, and a lot of experiences since then. And when I began this thing with cosmic love, I didn't know exactly what cosmic love in its fullness was, other than my experience. Mm-hmm. But I figured by interviewing and talking with people from around the world who, you know, are really advanced in their understanding of not just cosmos, but, you know, divine love, relationships, dynamics of change that going on in the earth, and, with, you know, a hopeful message of where it's going, I got more of a sense of cosmic love. And the science that I got from that is this understanding from multiple experts on quantum science, you know, quantum reality, the divine matrix. And I got more of a sense that there is in the field, that the glue that holds the virtual of the universe, the quantum field together, is heart coherence. It's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. When you're in the frequency of that joy and bliss and just knowing, of the heart, that just love, divine love. And so the divine matrix is really at heart. It is this coherence with the frequency of holy compassion and And with the basically all the way back to Alpha and Omega at the heart of the Great Central Sun, and how it's stepped down through the hundreds of billions of stars in the photon belt of the galaxy into our sun, and stepped down through our sun with the radiance that infuses basically our atom cells and electrons with this frequency. It's just like, and in the quantum field, it's instant. It's there is no timer. It's instant everywhere, interactive, and so this heart coherence, is really the source of mind congruence. You know, the mind of God really follows from this coherence of the heart of God. This is what I've been getting from cosmic love. I don't learn fast, but I learn good. I've been doing this for 8 years.
Well, for your listeners today, if they call our number, we would love to give away another copy of Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy. And you can go to heartscenter.org, and that's hearts plural with no apostrophe, heartscenter.org, and we have a staff that will answer the phone live between, I think, 9 and 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And we would love to send a couple people that call in to the number. I think it's 312-253-7600. We'd love to send another copy of Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy to one of your listeners. So again, that's 312-253-7600. And for those listening in Washington State, I will be at a couple places on the 10th and the 11th of August, just 2 days after this broadcast. So, you can check out our website for more information on that. I'm going to be at the University Bookstore and then also at the East West Bookstore on the 11th. So it'll be fun, and I'd love to meet people, and they can, check us out.
Well, David, I'm always in awe how everything is in divine order, and the expressions of that through different people I've had on my show and yourself and the work that you're doing. And as I said, I really believe we're all supposed to be messengers of our higher self, our real self, our Christ self. You know, the presence of divine love, God, source, however a person knows God, that we're supposed to be, pull it down, step it down, be messengers of it, resonate with it. And I'm grateful for your work. I want to thank you for sharing today. I really believe the veil is thinning and the world seems to be spinning out of control sometimes, but you give us hope for a winning from the beginning of the Aquarian dispensation.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you mentioned beer at the beginning, and I was thinking of that word beer. It's really beer. So if you drink beer consciously and sip it slowly, you can enter into beeringness. And I think there's a cosmic connection between malt and the Maltese cross, which is the symbol of Saint Germain. So
yeah, that's interesting.
We could ponder that. By the way, I watched that video. Well, it was actually an audio of David Wilcock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
I hadn't heard all that. So now I'm on YouTube. I was watching the Cosmic Disclosure Episode 1 with Corey Good. And it's radical, but it's all stuff we've known about for decades,
Yeah, it's all coming out with the
coming to light with insiders, which is cool.
Yeah, that's Gaiam TV.
Yeah, Gaiam TV, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching some of those episodes. He's doing those weekly programs now.
You said like 50. They're gonna do like 52 of them.
52 of them. Yeah, one a week for the year. So it's all coming out. The disclosure on the the technology, all this quantum technology for free energy technology, for healing, for all this quantum science is coming out now. And it's like, I mean, it's coming out gangbusters. So it's, I mean, we're talking about major transformation very quickly.
Yeah, and they've just suppressed all this stuff, you know, and
yeah,
it's amazing how we could have a golden age almost instantaneously.
Very quickly.
When all this stuff actually, you know, comes out.
And I believe it's a process. There's a matriculation in the matrix. I mean, when I say that, there's a...
Right.
It's kind of like a tremor in the forest for all the stuff to even to come out for a lot of people, because it just... I mean, it challenges their comfort zone, or what they thought, you know, it's the end of the world as they have known it.
Right, right, exactly. And some people may freak out, but, you know. Anyway, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. And did you send the store the next batch of the...
I did, yeah.
Oh, great.
So you got...
Did you get...
And I got the check for, so...
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been growing. You know, it's amazing. One thing about the pollen extract, about half the people that order the pollen extract, because it works so well, they reorder.
Yeah.
And so it's there's a strong reorder thing, and as new people come in, I've found so it's just an increasing thing, but it's just very steady because about people, you know, because it works so well, and it's. And I mean, it's not like a buzz, you know, but people really do feel, I mean, the whole range of stuff from people's eyesight to arthritis to inflammations, prostatitis, urethritis, you know, just to their immune system is improved, you know. So
that, and the beers have a key to all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The beer connection.
Yeah.
I was realizing Padre was a little on his beard, you know, when you wrote email.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I have fun when I go to Chico Hot Springs. I have my beer cleanse. You know, I get this draft beer that's really, you know, local grown, so to speak, and brewery and they with three lemons. You know, so I call it my beer cleanse while I'm dancing.
Cool. Okay, man. We'll see you. And thanks for having me. I appreciate.
Oh, you're welcome, David. Bless you so much. Good. I'm grateful for your presence, David, and all that you're doing. I want to thank you, and thank you, Jesus, for coming through to all of us, and thanks to all listeners who have been with us today on Cosmic Love. So keep the faith, feel the love, and make it so. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Christopher. Have a great one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I thought I'd add on 888. This is actually a week later after that recording. This is Christopher again. And I thought I'd reference an update. You know, when we did the recording, it was we had to pre-record it because David is in Seattle now. And when we did the recording, it was a full moon that morning when we did it in Aquarius. And today... you know, it's the August 8th, which is the numerology for that is 888, and it's sometimes called the Lion's Gate. I've seen several articles how it referred to this as the Lion's Gate because the Sun is in Leo, the Lion, and Mars is in Leo, Venus is in Leo, and Jupiter is in Leo, so it's sometimes referred to, you know, this day as the Lion's Gate. So I thought I'd kind of do it because I have a few minutes left. It was kind of a short recording with David. And I thought I'd kind of do a summary, some points that were made. One is that, you know, Jesus referred to as how this time, you know, humanity is at a new crossroads. And he went into this. David shared how, you know, we'll be making the change by love, not by violence and reactivity. And he went into, you know, his notes from Jesus that in the morning, he had received regarding the accelerated compassion, accelerated forgiveness, accelerated love, and he went into those dimensions of the shift that's going on in consciousness. And there's some other dimensions of this I wanted to reference today. I thought it was timely. Actually, I did an article this last week, and I had it up on the website on what's going on with the energy shift with The article is called Galactic Vision. It's posted on my blog on the HeartCom network. And some of you may have seen it, but it goes into what's going on with the energetic surge, through from the great central sun of our galaxy in through the photon belt of hundreds of billions of suns, and with our solar system aligned with that photon belt at this time. It goes into the timeliness of what's going on with the energetic shift, not only on the Earth and the heating up of the Earth, but the change of climates on all the planets in our solar system. Now, that article is really timely. It's called, again, it's referenced, called Galactic Vision, and it goes on into this energy shift. But there's several other dimensions of this that I've just come across this last week, and I think it's really timely. I thought I'd share it. There's a few articles that I've just put up on the website, and it's regarding, again, the shift preparation for the shift. And I've got this website that you can look at. It's called the Great Purification, you might say, and what's going on with several dimensions of this energy shift and several articles regarding it. Not just, and one of them, of course, is how the shift is hitting the galactic fan regarding the galactic energies I was referred to. But there's been several articles this last week, and one I just received yesterday on this understanding. It's called the Wave X Awakening, and the frequency shift by Dr. Simon Atkins. He has a website on that, and you can see that article in the recent article I just posted. I talked about the good energy, you might say, the good shift and the bad shift, and really, if there's one shift, but it's just the way your perception will take it one way or the other. Some people go to the light, and some people go to the dark side. Some people's, basically momentums of alignment and attunement with the light, you might say the higher frequencies will take them in that direction. And as the energies shift, other people will, you might say, what's been suppressed in their subconscious or unconscious, will pop to the surface. And if there's a momentum of you might say, the dark side or dark feelings and dark suppressed energies, fears, doubts, misqualified energies, as they pop up, some people will identify with them as real and will go to the dark side, so to speak. Now, that's getting a little far out for a lot of people listening. There's again a lot of different perspectives. There's a quantum field perspective on this. There's the fundamentalist Christian perspective on this with the Shemitah energy in September. But this understanding of something that's about to happen in September, and there's different articles that go into that in detail, and I provided links for them in videos are included with that. One of the videos by Dr. Simon Atkins goes on for about 2 hours, and it's just brilliant in a lot of regards of the cosmic energy that's flooding the Earth at this time. Again, it ties into that article of galactic alignment with the galactic surge of energies of the photon belt from the great central sun. And David mentioned this in his talk earlier. He referenced that, and this, again, David, as a messenger, he gets messages sometimes while he's talking, and he referenced that Saint Germain was sharing with him while he was talking about, with the notes that Jesus gave him this morning, that Saint Germain said that God is has been likened to the great central sun, and again, of our galaxy. And so the Galactic Vision article I actually referenced on the website on Cosmic Love in the archives originally. I'm not sure. I think it was removed when it was edited, but it's on my website. This understanding of the great central sun of our galaxy, this great light, and how it resonates, of course, with all the galaxies and universe on a real-time basis through the white fire core, which some people say is a white hole, black hole, polarity, window, stargate, with all the other galaxies in real time. But in any regard, there's this light that carries energy, cosmic energy, sometimes called photonic light, sometimes called cosmic rays, that works in the quantum field, is amplified through our sun, radiates to Earth, and carries these codes, these cosmic codes, these frequencies that are activating our DNA strands. And there's these 12 raises David referenced to, and some people have 12 strands of DNA that are being activated. However many strands you have, the rays can be activated, again, with spiritual discipline. And the key thing with this quantum field energy and this quantum field surge is the quantum science that says that where you put your energy, basically, it's like the placebo effect. It's really what you get. It's like the way you focus your energy is the way you get results. So the pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention naturally cultures or creates conscious ascension in a dimension where God, love, source, rules. And it's you look to your hand, you see your fingers, you look to God and with a pure heart and these energies that are streaming through, people will be waking up, a lot of people, to eternal salvation, so to speak, and other people whose faithless fear is greater than their fearless faith will be waking up to contempt. Now, I'm talking about a phenomenon in September that the quantum field people are talking about in a totally different way than the fundamentalist Christians with their Shemitah thing. And I'm going to go into that in a minute with just a short two-minute video that I have on the website that you can listen to that leads to a larger video. But it's a two-minute thing on the Shemitah. But I wanted to go back to this understanding of this Wave X phenomena, and Dr. Simon Atkins, he's talking about this frequency from the galactic core and how it's been identified and how it's going to be surging. They've identified, and a lot of science all over the planet's been tracking this, and this surge in the field, the source field it's sometimes referred to, and how it affects consciousness, and how it's basically going to be peaking into the same time, latter part of September, that the Christians and Jews and people that are into the Shemitah, going back thousands of years, this understanding of a repeating pattern that I'm going to reference now. While I'm talking about that one more time, I've got this video queued up, and I'm going to play it, and you can listen to it, and then I'll come back. It'll be just a couple minutes here.
Is it possible that there exists an ancient mystery that lies behind the events of modern times that determines the rise and fall of the stock market and the economy, the rise and collapse of nations, the destruction of empires and superpowers, a mystery more than 3,000 years old, and yet that determines global cataclysms, the timing of world wars, the atomic age, the Cold War, the attack of 9/11, and more? Could a mystery revealed in a Middle Eastern mountain ordain the rise of America and what may be its coming fall? Could this ancient mystery given to a nation of shepherds be so precise that it has ordained and determined the timing of the greatest collapses in Wall Street history, down to the year, the month, the date, and the hours? What if we could know the future? Could there exist a mystery going back to ancient times that's been affecting, even molding our lives from the days we were born? From events of global proportions to the state of our bank accounts, our past, our present, and our future. What is this mystery? It's called the mystery of the Shemitah. For ages, financial analysts have been mystified by a phenomenon they couldn't explain. It was the phenomenon of the greatest crashes in stock market history, all clustering around one particular time of the year.
In the past 40 years, every single major financial turning point has taken place according to a seven-year cycle. No human hand in the world could have orchestrated such a thing. It required the working together of every financial transaction and interaction in the world.
The mystery is so big, it affects the ascending and the collapsing of nations. Could the mystery of the Shemitah open up a revelation concerning end-time events?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, it was a little bit melodramatic, but what's interesting to me, they're talking about this converging in these cycles and through the latter part of September, at the same time that these astrophysicists who are into the biomagnetics of the solar system and galaxy and have very sophisticated advanced monitoring technologies that have been following this for years are saying that at the same time, the latter part of September, there is this surge of these cosmic rays, this photonic light, this energy that morphs frequencies, that morph consciousness, that are DNA, and are really behind the evolution of life on Earth and the evolutionary leaps throughout history, how they related to this in a way not unlike what they're talking about throughout history, the rise and fall of civilizations with the Shemitah thing going on. So there's a correlation here to me that's fascinating, you know, as above, so below, you know, as within, so without, as in quantum physics, as in fundamentalist Christianity and Judaism. There's a correspondence here, and other ratifying, you might say, correspondences that I've been getting, from multiple perspectives for some time that something big is going to happen. And in 2015 in general, I've been getting that since the first of the year with the astrology, psychology, what's going on. There have been very unique astrology coordinates, and I follow that carefully. Don't talk about it a lot because a lot of people equate astrology with woo-woo. But at the same time, the three wise men were astrologers. And that understanding of the kingdom consciousness and how the kingdom of heaven is truly within us, and as above, so below, there's this relationship with we are in the universe, the universe is in us. And this last year, there's been this corresponding thing of something with astrology, is like a sequence of persuasion or a sequence of energy release in the collective, triggers in the collective consciousness. So it's an interesting time, and I don't have to belabor the point. I would recommend you perhaps read those articles by Dr. Simon Atkins on the website that I've just put up this yesterday at my blog, the HeartCom Network. You can go to just heartcom.org and then click on where it says HeartCom Network, and if you scroll down, the latest article referred to what's going on with them. I believe it's called a Straight Talk, Be Aware and Prepare. And regarding Remember September and look at this September thing. And there's the good news and the bad news, you might say. The good news, bad news is pretty much ignorance of the good news. But if you go into that, the article on the bad news, it goes into the Shemitah and this Wave X and the articles and the links there. And it's a choice, basically, for all of us. It's like the good wolf and the bad wolf of the Cherokee prophecy. The story of how there's a battle of two wolves inside us all. One is evil, it's anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, lies, inferiority, and ego. And the other is a good wolf. It is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth. And then grandfather says, well, which wolf will win? Well, it's the one you feed. Of course, that's a Cherokee proverb, but the reference today is basically, with the veil thinning and this quantum energy, cosmic energy flooding the Earth right now and peeking in through September, where you put your energy is literally where your God is. Where you put your attention, focus your attention, is how you spend the currency of your conscience. So, I'm going to kind of finish up on that same note of, pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension where love rules. So I've said enough. David said more better. I just wanted to kind of finish up on this note of we're at a very special, amazing time. And again, I want to thank everyone for listening. And
I'm going to finish up with meditation, and hope you enjoy the links and the articles and the videos that I provided with this last article. And we will see you in a couple weeks. Again, keep the faith, and we'll be talking to you soon. Blessings for now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.